it probably hurt as much as it helped me, you know, to be honest with you, because having that research and that scientific background, I really tried to uncover what it was that caused this in me. And I think going down that rabbit hole made it worse.
Hey there, welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. If you've been told there's not much you can do for your tinnitus, I've got good news for you. I'm Dr. Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. I believe that there's always a way to better manage your tinnitus. I've teamed up with the world's best tinnitus doctors to create something special for you. It's called the Tinnitus Quiz, and it's a free assessment that I recommend for anyone with tinnitus. Why not give it a shot? It's free, and it's a great next step towards finding the relief you've been searching for. All you have to do is go to tinnitusquiz.com to get started today. Have hope. There is something you can do for your tinnitus. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Where I am today is 90% better than where I was. And some days I'm 100% better. So it all started with one morning in January of 2022. I woke up and I had a kind of a tingling in my ears, kind of a buzz. And it's not something that I hadn't heard before. I felt like it's kind of been, it was noticeable. It was something that I had experienced in the past, but it wasn't that loud. I went to a number of audiologists. I tested for my hearing, which was perfect, at least from the standpoint of most tests go. So there really was no answer for me other than just give it some time or you'll learn to live with it. And that's like the last thing you want to hear. So it just became more and more anxious about it. And during that time, my state of mind went down. I became very depressed. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. And it just kind of got worse from there. So that's when I started to reach out and I came across you guys and I called you up and scheduled an appointment. And then I guess we can go from there. And then I guess my road to recovery started soon thereafter.
Excellent. Now I'd like to bring in Dr. Suzanne May, who worked with you, Steve. So Dr. Suzanne, would you like to comment on what you saw when you first met Steve, and also some of these common themes when patients do arrive to us?
Yeah, I met Steve when he joined Treble Health, and he definitely was what we would call stage one of habituation, which is that kind of first fight or flight stage with having some anxiety, very worried about his tinnitus, and you know, how it was going to affect his life, and you know, wanting to get some tools on how to get himself into a better place with his tinnitus. So that's where we started. And we worked together for, I forget how long we worked together for.
About 3 months.
About three months. Yep. And he did get some sound therapy on his ear. And that helped him immensely. And he can talk about that a little bit more. And we got to a place where he was feeling like he was in stage four of habituation, where he was, I'm not worried about my tinnitus. My anxiety is lower. My emotional reactions are lower, and I'm back to everyday activities. So
Steve, tell us about that journey, and specifically for everyone who's here wanting to learn, you know, how did you do it? Right. So first we'll talk about what are the tools you used, and then you can give some advice to others who are in a similar place, and then some words of encouragement. So what tools were beneficial to you in your tinnitus treatment?
Well, it was a number of things, but I would say, Ben, first and foremost, was the education and the confidence I got from Suzanne, and being very open and honest with me and telling me that it will get better. And having Suzanne tinnitus herself and been through it, I felt like there was someone I could really entrust. And I trusted her, and she explained to me how it works, the process works. And the more I would ask her questions, she would be always available for those questions. And when my panic attacks were happening. And so the education was extremely valuable. Not only that, just hearing all the positive stories that I've seen on your channel, hearing other folks explain how they were in such a bad place as I had been experiencing, but they got better and they improved. And it was something that happens regularly. It happens. The habituation process will occur. It's your brain's way of taking the time to fix itself in a sense. And so for me, it turned around when I believed that, when I finally believed that, okay, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It may not happen a week from now, but just being aware that in time it will. And I was able to settle down. And when I did settle down, I started to notice a difference. And that difference came in brief moments of like, I don't hear it anymore. Like it was gone at that moment. And I was having a conversation with someone and I just remember to this day that the first time, like I had to like look for it, like, oh my God, that's what it's like. That's what I get it now. And then that just kept on happening. And it happened with the help of, I had ear level sound generators on, which helped distract my brain and helped distract the noise. And I relied on that for a while, but knowing that it was most likely a temporary thing. And it ended up being a temporary thing until I got over that anxiety and that hump. And slowly but surely that the anxiety came down, and actually the periods of not hearing it increased into the point where it was, you know, some days I don't have it at all. Now, it also, I know some people don't, if you're in a bad state, I was totally there. I totally understand. And it's extremely loud. It's in your conscious. It's constantly there. You can't think of anything else. I mean, that's really what it was dealing with. But it does fade away. It fades away into the background to the point where a lot of times it's not there. And I don't really hear it. It's true. I don't really hear it. I could hear it if I want to, but it's so much softer. And I just, you know, just knowing that, hearing that from other people and experiencing myself was just, you know, it was really a breakthrough. And I couldn't have done it without the help of Suzanne and you guys, really the education and really just understanding the process, knowing that it's going to happen and just trusting it and having that time to trust it. And that's when it happened. And that's when I started to get improved.
Let's go on that education point, because what we know is that when the brain categorizes tinnitus as a potential threat, a danger, life-threatening or unknown, it can take the sound that may have just been there and make it louder, more on our focus, harder to think about anything else. So I'm asking both of you, how did that process go in terms of those important pieces of what is tinnitus? Can I have my questions answered about this? Can I start to understand why I have this, the cause of it? I'd like to ask you both there, because education is a big tool, not only just to feel better, but really to promote this treatment effect. So what do you all think about that?
Well, I'll start, Suzanne. I mean, I had a lot of questions. I was familiar with tinnitus because my dad has Meniere's disease and he had experienced it for many years. And so I knew what it was, and I always had a fear of it as a kid. So it was, when this happened to me, it just kind of like made it was like the worst thing. And I was afraid of it. And that anxiety kind of made it worse. Like described, it really became the focus. Really for me, asking Suzanne questions, I always had questions, you know, is it going to get worse as I get older? And I was I woke up one morning with it. It just came out of the blue. So I wanted to understand where it came from. Why me? What happened to cause it? And so I went down that rabbit hole and was trying to figure it out. I went through an ABR test, audio brainstem response test. I went through more tests than I probably needed to do just to try to uncover. To this day, I really don't know what sparked it in that morning, but nonetheless, it came, it was here. So those questions, that education, hearing Suzanne explain to me from how it works with the sound, I was actually getting new sounds because I was so focused on it. And I was so worried. I started hearing more sounds that I hadn't heard before. And then I was asking her about those. And eventually those things faded away again. And I think that was like, she was explaining to me, that was your brain, like thinking that you have to hear these other things, because I was trying to hear something. So to try to hear it. And your brain was really, okay, here's a sound. You really want to hear this thing. And that's kind of like, explain how that works. And she'll do a better job of that, explaining that part. But anyway, I'll let Suzanne fill in the blanks here.
I'll just say that, you know, being a tinnitus specialist and having tinnitus myself, like I have not only the personal experience, but the expertise experience, and just being able to answer any questions that came along and being able to, you know, give examples from other patients that I had worked with in the past, I think that helped a lot. My own personal experience, that helped a lot. I'm always a big fan of explaining anatomy and how things work inside the body, because I feel like that really answers a lot of questions. And we had a really good rapport and back and forth. And that's actually one of the best parts about Treble Health, is having that communication with your provider to answer all your questions as you're going through this process.
Steve, what do you do for work? What's your profession?
I'm a pharmacist.
So how did that knowledge affect your journey here with tinnitus? And that can just be as a scientist, learning, researching, And then also as someone who might wonder, you know, is there a pharmaceutical treatment for this? How did that process go for you?
It probably hurt as much as it helped me, you know, to be honest with you, because having that research and that scientific background, I really tried to uncover what it was that caused this in me. And I think going down that rabbit hole made it worse, right? So it kind of hurt a little bit. But I really embraced my background as a pharmacist and looking for kind of answers in that realm, but quickly understanding, you know, it actually made me research more and understand the brain a lot more. It was something I hadn't really thought about from a neurological standpoint, and how, you know, from a pharmacist, I'm working in with pharmaceuticals and medicine. And so it's slightly different in terms of a neurological situation. So it made me look into the research. But quite honestly, you know, you guys provide so much education and so much explanation. You do a great job in putting it in layman's terms to understand really what's happening from the mind, the brain, the limbic system, and all the stuff that's related to the generation of the sound, to the anxiety and relationship with your emotions. That eventually, understanding all of that was really helpful to saying there's a path forward, and that path forward is habituation. And then all these things kind of settle down in time. And so that really helped with my confidence, really.
Mm. And as much as you'd like to share, do you have any advice for others who may have questions about pills, pharmaceuticals, managing anxiety related to tinnitus? You know, as much as you feel comfortable with, do you have any advice for others in that who have that question?
Yeah. I mean, don't look for a pill to like stop the sound immediately. It doesn't really work that way. If you're going down that, that's not going to be helpful. What is helpful is settling your system, calming your brain down, comfortable with knowing that you're going to be better, that how it is today is not how it's going to be in the future. It just takes a long time to really believe that. And once it starts happening, then that confidence grows. I have no shame in admitting that I did take some pharmaceuticals at the beginning to help me get over the anxiety, right? I couldn't sleep. I was taking sleeping pills and other medications to calm my system down and to help me with that for those first couple of months where it was really dramatic. I have never experienced depression before. I'm always usually a happy-go-lucky guy until this happened. So I got to experience what that was too for the first time. And so I would say the medicines could help from a sleeping standpoint, helping calm you down, anti-anxiety medications, some SSRIs, what works for you, as long as you get to that place of calm and understanding and calmness. Really, that's really the benefit of the medicines. Not necessarily going to stop the sound, but in time, when your system is calm and you start to experience those parts of where it's not there, that's when you grow and you get better and better.
Thank you, Steve. I'd like for Suzanne, you to comment on really your perspective on what Steve went through, how it relates to other people. And then we'll have more time, Steve, for you to share other advice and also encouragement.
So, yes. Yeah, so Steve definitely went through, I would say, all four stages of the habituation process. You'll hear that term talked about a lot. Habituation really is like a decreasing in your physical and emotional reactions to a repeated stimuli. So, you know, the physical reactions of an upset tummy, sweaty palms, the emotional reactions being anxiety, or even a little bit of sadness. You do go through the grieving process when you have tinnitus for sure. And so just taking them through and breaking it down step by step of, you know, here is the anatomy of the ear and how it works. And this is what's happening with the brain and how it's perceiving tinnitus. And this is what's happening with the emotional center with tinnitus. And this is, you know, what you're going through, this cycle of tinnitus, and how to break that down, how to break the cycle, you know, how to use different techniques, how to use the sound therapy. And just, he went through the little stages, which is stage one, you know, you feel like you're, it's all encompassing, surrounding you 100% of the time. And then you start having little moments where you start noticing little breaks away in the tinnitus and start realizing that, okay, things are changing. I think that's when Steve would email me like, okay, it's a different sound. Now what? you know, and then we get to stage three where you start noticing longer breaks where like, wow, I've had a couple of days where I've been feeling good and haven't had that reaction. And it's kind of like, I always say this bunny hopping down the hill. He probably recognizes that analogy of where, you know, you're kind of going up and down, but you're always making forward progress to the end goal. And finally in stage four, where you have an emotional acceptance to your tinnitus, you might hear it, it might still be there, but now you don't have those physical reactions of the tummy upset, the sweaty palms. You have an emotional acceptance to it and say, you know, I have this, but I'm not going to let it have power over me. I'm moving on. And a lot of times the perception of the volume does change when you have that acceptance. So we kind of went through all four stages together.
Yeah, that's a great point about the bunny hop down. It's true. You take two steps forward and one step back, and I would get upset about that. But, hearing Suzanne explain, it's not a straight level down. It takes time, and you will experience good days, bad days. And quite honestly, I have mornings where it's not there at all. And it's so calm. And then I have times where late in the day, if I don't sleep enough, or, you know, sometimes I'm exposed to loud sounds, it's more prevalent again. And I know it has that ability to do that. But even when that happens now, when that happens, I know when I wake up, or I know it's going to come back down to that baseline level where it's just normal. And where it's barely, you know, in my consciousness, right? I want to just, tell everybody, I was really bad. It was really, really bad. I would wake up in the middle of the night, which you mentioned, sweating palms and sweat. I would have night sweats, and my heart would race like crazy. And I was just in a very bad place. I'm not a very big person. I lost like 30 pounds, and I was very, very skinny and I slowly gained weight back during the course of Suzanne was seeing me. I guess maybe that kind of correlated with my improvement. I was getting heavier again. And so it was very bad for me. But just knowing that how I am today, it's not a big deal. It's not really a big deal in my life. On all the things that are to worry about, it's way, way down there. And it's hard. I wouldn't believe that was possible, to be honest with you. When this first happened to me, I thought it was going to be, this is the way my life is going to be forever. And it's going to change forever. It changed temporarily until your brain realizes and figures things out. And that habituation process takes hold, and it will happen. You just need to understand and be patient with yourself, because I'm not a patient person. And that was the other thing. I want to be better tomorrow. But I think that's an important message there.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Let's go through some lightning round questions. First question, Steve, curious, how valuable were the tinnitus maskers? Did they completely distract you from the tinnitus sound all the time? Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So they were very, very helpful. And that was part of like getting over the fear and having those as kind of like just a safe place for me. I would, have them set up with an audiologist, local audiologist here, and program them to be in the right zone, the right range, so that I could still kind of hear my tinnitus, but it would mask a little bit. And just having those on just allowed me to just think of other things. And I have birds or crickets, and I feel like I would just take long walks, and I would listen to those things, and I would allow my mind to think of other things. And that really helped. It really was, a way to get over that hump of not constantly focusing on that sound, allowing the sound therapy to mix it up so that you're able to think of other things. It's just normal. You're just walking in the street and there's birds chirping or there's crickets, and that you really have to kind of force yourself to do that. I'm going to trick your brain, really. You have to kind of, that's what you're doing. You're tricking your brain. And that the sound therapy played a large role in that. But it didn't last that long. I mean, I had the sound ear generators. I still have them in months. I really don't need them anymore. So keep that in mind too.
Thank you, Steve. Next question. Steve, how long did it take for your tinnitus and for things to calm down? This is referring to that initial really intense period where sleep, weight loss, all that you spoke about was affected. How much time did it take?
A good 3.5 months, 4 months before I started experiencing those breakthroughs where it was not noticeable anymore. And so that was a period for me. But then I would experience that. But then, it wasn't just better from that point on. It was up and down, but just little by little experiencing those breakthroughs and then getting the confidence that I will be better, the stories I'm hearing are true, and that what Suzanne's been telling me for all this time is true. Having experienced that happened around 100 and about 4 months into the process.
Thank you. All right. This is a question which is I think very relevant for us three, but particularly with Steve's background as a pharmacist. What are your thoughts on bioflavonoids? These are herbal supplements and pills that are not prescription pills. They're over the counter and they're sold for tinnitus. What are your thoughts on bioflavonoids?
Well, I mean, it's not going to hurt you. I don't think it's going to hurt you. I actually took a lot of vitamin B complex because it's good for nerves. I actually take magnesium, which is also good for helping me relax. And that's part of like that process of just calming your body down. I don't think there's a cure-all over the counter that's going to work for shutting the sound down, but it's not going to be harmful to you, I wouldn't say. But I wouldn't go down expecting to have a cure through that way. Use it more as a supplement to help overall being healthier. I think the vitamins were beneficial to me just from entrusting that it's good to have the vitamins in my system, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. How did the process go of getting help with tinnitus without having an in-person one-on-one real life interaction with Suzanne or with our team? How did that process go?
Well, I mean, we're on Zoom now and our classes took place on Zoom. And so it's just as if, this is a new world, how we experience. I work from home now for the most part. So this is how a daily life is. And it, to me, it's just as effective. I did see local audiologists who helped me with the ear level sound generator. So I did have that person-to-person contact. But even if I didn't, I mean, Suzanne, I texted Suzanne as well, and she responded that way. To me, it was very effective.
I'd like to just ask one last time, Steve, what are your final words of encouragement and advice here for all of our listeners who are here to learn from you?
I would just reiterate again that have confidence that you will get better. Yeah, because you will. I've experienced that, and all the folks that I relied on to hear the positive stories that they had to tell, either through your videos or others, I believe them. And then I started to experience it myself. And just know that you will get better. And however you feel today, just is not the same way it's going to be. I remember saying, how I hear it now, is that way it's going to hear sound in a few years from now? It won't. And it's true. It was actually a few months later, and it's not the same. It's really better. So stay positive, be confident that in time your brain will correct itself, if you will correct that. But you have to do the best job that you can do is just stay calm and know that it will get better and try your best to distract your brain, distract your mind, and do things that you love, do things that you enjoy, and just say, oh, it's there now, but it'll get better later.
I'm Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. Thanks for joining us in today's episode of the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. Remember, despite what you've heard, there's always a path to better managing your tinnitus. Looking for what to do next? Try the Tinnitus Quiz, which I crafted alongside the world's leading tinnitus doctors. It's a free assessment that I strongly recommend for anyone struggling with tinnitus. Why not take a moment to give it a try? Visit tinnitusquiz.com to get your results today. Stay hopeful. There's so much you can do for your tinnitus.